Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses: Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tatchy Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 9th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Pasturable City Council holding a special meeting to certify Measure I-24. CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burn south of Highway 1. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s, it's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Pasturable City Council will be holding a special meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. The purpose of this meeting is to declare and certify the election results of I-24 and to approve the administration agreements regarding the sales tax. According to the agenda, staff has called for this meeting due to a timing technicality in state law. City Council is required to certify Measure I-24 election results no later than December 12th. If this does not occur, Measure I-24 will start on July 1st, 2025, rather than April 1st. City Council will also have to approve an agreement with the California Department of Tax Fee Administration for implementation of the sales tax, which the agenda says will prioritize spending its revenues on improving the city's long-term finances, fixing damaged streets, roads, and infrastructure, synchronizing traffic signals, maintaining traffic and pedestrian safety, and improving emergency evacuation routes. The city of Paso Robles announced that repairs to Commerce Way have been scheduled for January 2025. The project will begin after underlying infrastructure in that area has been repaired. The infrastructure will start at Flag Way, moving down Scott Street until Commerce Way is reached. This update came from a social media post on the Paso Robles City Updates account. CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burning south of Highway 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. CAL FIRE announced they'll be conducting a series of prescribed burns this week in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies. The burns are scheduled for Tuesday, December 10th through Wednesday, December 11th. CAL FIRE says the burns start at 10 a.m. each day if weather conditions are favorable. The burns will take place south of Highway 1 between Kinnett Road and Gilardi Road outside of San Luis Obispo. According to the CAL FIRE, they plan to cover approximately 90 acres of vegetation, which will help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires in the region and promote ecological resilience and diversity on the landscape. Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed beginning today through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. This information comes from a release from the Paso Robles Engineering Division. Holiday magic continues for Atascadero this December, with the next event bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. Here's Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, Terry Banish, on this event coming up.
Friday, December 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown, we will have 70 tons of snow to make that snow slide area. Everybody's involved. A lot of all ages can come and enjoy the snow pile areas, the snow slide itself. They can also enjoy the different bounce houses and bungee jumping. We have over 50 vendors in the downtown. We have a ton of our community coming out to sing in the choir and dance. So it involves pretty much everyone, and there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Atascadero's Winter Wonderland is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed solid waste rate increase and hearing date for the rate increase in its next meeting tomorrow. According to the agenda, the rate increase came from a request by the USA Waste of California Incorporated. The proposed increase is based on the cost of living index calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. The agenda shows the increase to be at 3.2% and will affect unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Huerjuero, Similar, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. A student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo was reportedly assaulted by six individuals early Saturday morning, according to an email sent by the university's communications department. The email says the student was assaulted at around 3 a.m., when the six men reportedly assaulted them on the pathway between Inyo and Buena Vista in Pauli Canyon Village. He did not sustain life-threatening injuries, according to the email, and additional details of the assault are not immediately available. The student described the assaulting man as Hispanic, between the ages of 18 and 20 years old, driving a white four-door sedan. Cal Poly's police department is currently investigating the incident. In sports for the NFL, the Buccaneers defeated the Raiders 28-13, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals 30-18, the Chiefs over the Chargers 19-17, the Rams defeat the Bills 44-42, the 49ers beat the Bears 38-13. Tonight, the Bengals will face the Cowboys in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers defeat the Trailblazers 107-98, the Kings over Utah Jazz 141-97, the Rockets beat the Clippers 117-106, the Warriors over the Timberwolves 114-106. Tonight, the Knicks will face the Raptors. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. At least 10 people hurt after a police officer drove into a parade crowd in Palm Springs Saturday. Authorities say a motorcycle cop was doing a trick at the Palm Springs Festival of Lights parade when he fell off the motorcycle. The vehicle kept going, barreling directly into a crowd of spectators. Members of the San Francisco Bay Area Syrian community are celebrating the fall of the Assad regime after a half century in power.
It's a celebration of a new beginning. Yes, there's a lot of work still ahead of us, but at least we are rid of a brutal criminal regime.
An elated crowd gathered in San Francisco's Civic Center Plaza Sunday to celebrate what they call a new beginning for their home country. And big cuts are coming to the city of Oakland as that city's council holds a meeting today to vote on proposals to help balance a $129 million budget deficit. Job cuts are expected across all city departments, and public safety is likely to take a big hit financially. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California Headline News. California Headline News. Residents around Southern California are being warned about the possibility of wildfires this week. Forecasters say strong Santa Ana winds are expected from this morning into Wednesday evening in numerous areas around the region. And Cupertino-based Apple topping this year's Wall Street Journal list of the best-run companies in the U.S. More than 800 firms were evaluated for customer satisfaction, innovation, social responsibility, employee engagement, and development and financial strength. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's farm income forecast for 2024 revealed a difficult year for the nation's agricultural producers. USDA projected net farm income at $140 billion for 2024, down about $6 billion from 2023 and down about $41 billion from $181 billion in 2022 when net farm income reached its peak. USDA's December report underscores the volatility of the U.S. farm economy as farmers face their second consecutive year of declining income, the American Farm Bureau Federation said in an analysis of the forecast. Crop producers in particular face dramatic declines in cash receipts, with little hope for immediate relief as global supply chain disruptions continue and prices for key commodities remain depressed. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 30, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with clouds in the evening, highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday going to Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with about a 35% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 60s on Wednesday, then low 60s beginning Thursday, going all the way through the weekend, and 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There are reports of a merger in the works which could reshape the advertising world. There's word Omnicom Group, the world's third largest ad company, is in advanced talks to acquire Interpublic Group, the fourth largest ad company, in a move which would topple WPP as the industry's biggest player. And a pair of shoes sets a record. They're Dorothy's ruby slippers, worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, and they cost the auction winner $32.5 million, the most valuable movie memorabilia ever sold at auction. But they aren't the most expensive shoes ever sold. That distinction goes to Antonio Vietri's Moonstar shoes, crafted from material including solid gold, diamonds, and even meteorite. Around $20 million a pair. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Email into the, studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort over that way in Lemoore and outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We're ready to go on the Monday edition. Closer and closer.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some new line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off. Many of you have heard of the Work Ranch. Well, what is the Work Ranch and the history behind it and what they do out there? Well, you're going to find out all about it. Kelly and Maddie will be in to talk about it, and they have some outstanding, some things to consider, maybe as a really out of a different sort of gift for the holidays or just in general to get a little taste of the country life. So you'll find out all about that this afternoon, and then Susanna, as always on Mondays, is working on confirmation for her guests this afternoon. And also, yes, indeed, I have another gift certificate for a gift certificate. Yes, I said that. For a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. It is all that simple. All right, let's see here. We got one that came in when Chris was doing the news. It says, City of Paso Robles, special meeting at 4 p.m. Why didn't the city take care of this sooner? Is this another example of our inept city attorney? Well, I don't know what the laws are, but the elections were not certified, even though the measure was comfortably in, you know, ahead, and it was, you know, going to win or pass anyway. So I don't know how that works, but this is probably, you know, just a rubber stamp thing, not a big deal. They have a deadline. They have a deadline, so probably not a big deal. So anyway, is there any explanation, Chris? Because of the, I'm not going to necessarily say delay, but I will say ineptness of the getting the votes totaled and everything certified.
Well, for the certification part on the city, all it says is that due to a technicality in state law, they have to certify it by December 12th. I don't know exactly what that means. Doesn't really explain much, but that's that's what the deadline's for on the city's part. As for the election results, no idea.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, there you go. But thank you for the email. Again, that's just my guess. That ineptness, if there's a change in the state laws, there's not much. They don't have any control of that. So let's see here. Kevin, you had a question about discussing the official cover-up of mandated COVID vaccines details and how can we trust the government? Well, here goes. It says, in my opinion, no government agency should be trusted without verifying their demonstrated stewardship of the resources and power we give them. U.S. citizens should trust in God first and the rule of law second. Trust in people should be based on their demonstrated patterns of behavior only. Elected officials, government employees, and all other representatives of tax dollars work for us, the taxpayers. It's our responsibility to ensure they fulfill their individual oaths to the rule of law. If our employees fail us, we, the people, must hold them accountable or we are complicit. If we don't agree with any statute or mandate, it is up to us to see it is corrected. When we, the people, choose our own social security and comfort over our God-given duty, then we deserve the inevitable. Godless tyranny and economic bankruptcy that results. Well, I think one of the problems that people see is when when you say it's our responsibility to ensure they fulfill their individual oath to the rule of law, where do we turn? Well, in most cases, we have to turn to agencies within the agency to perhaps correct or point out or maybe even discipline those who fail us. That's like giving, one of the sayings I like to use, giving the key to the chicken coop to the coyote. I don't believe it happens. Well, it does happen, but to what degree? I mean, we have to really stomp our feet to get results or for people to be held accountable. And I see that less and less and less in the public sector. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Maybe we've waited too long to stomp our feet and demand the results or the changes or, again, the discipline that's needed or should take place, because in the private sector, we certainly get the discipline or the threats in many forms from that government that we supply. And it's frustrating for many people. So I came across something this weekend. By the way, I got a couple of emails asking me if I feel okay, because I'm fine. I don't know. I've been outside getting a lot of, shall we say, maybe dirt in the lungs or something like that, but I'm fine. I feel great. So this is, boy. So the concern in California, among many things, is now this. Trump's deportations could cost California hundreds of billions of dollars. And the article goes into many reasons why. But a lot of it has to do with the Golden State relying heavily on illegal labor. Now, I don't know how it works regarding people that have business and hire out illegals. Now, I do know that I've been told by some contractors over the years that, look, when somebody hands me something and it says they're a citizen, that's all they need. Again, I don't know how any of that works. Some of you maybe in construction can let us know. But what the article is saying, that many of those in the labor market that are illegals contribute a lot of money to the state of California. So the article kind of hints that, well, if you deport these people, the state is going to lose more money. And when I saw that, I said to myself, well, let's see here. So we have a state that relies on millions and millions and millions, perhaps billions of dollars of money help created by people that are here illegally, which means they're breaking the law, right? Okay. So we have that. And again, I'm going to tie in a whole bunch of different things here. And I'm going back a long time. Because I know when I moved to California, one of the things that we were going to do is to help improve the schools is to have people basically gamble with the lottery to help save the schools. Not save, but put more money in. So we have gambling, and that's okay for those. And now we have people that want the illegals to stay because it's giving us money to the state. And then we passed law about the marijuana because the state needed more money. Now, just think about those three things on why the state needs to continue to do this. Because they need more money. They can't adjust or they won't adjust, so they come up with other things. Remember, there is a strong push to make more drugs that are now illegal, legal. And what's one of the reasons? Well, they're going to do it anyway, but also it's going to generate X amount of money. So how many things do we have out there that the reason why they need to pass is, well, they're already doing it. And the main reason, though, is that we need more money over and over and over again. I just thought it was kind of ironic that this is a reason for being against one of the reasons being against Trump's deportations, because it's going to cost us billions of dollars here in the state.
Nothing about the millions and billions of dollars that's already costed the state from people leaving and products that can't be sold here anymore. Matter of fact, some products can't even be shipped into this state directly. And so we need to come up with more ways to get money. As I've said for years, why not make prostitution legal? After all, it would probably generate a fair amount of money. And what else can we come up with to justify getting more money from people and making it easier for their behavior to, in many cases, have negative effects on their lives, which would have effect on our lives, because we know, particularly in the state of California, when people make that bad decisions in life, you and I have to pay for them. So this continues with government here in the state of California. All right, anything else that may be on your minds, let us know. Also, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I brought up this story about the young ladies down there at the Martin Luther King High School in Riverside about the shirts. After the girls, they were protesting the trans athletes, and the girls were begging for safety in the locker room. And they had their T-shirts simply said, "Save Girls Sports." And the two teenage girls, they have a lawsuit going on alleging their shirts were compared to swastikas by local school administrators, while a trans athlete competes on their team and took a varsity spot from one of the female players. Well, the school, many in the school, maybe a couple of hundred now, are said they're going to go to school with those shirts on. But what did the school do? They came upon, not came upon, they said they're going to have a dress code. A dress code. So those, and some of the girls, or just kids in general that have been wearing those shirts, they have been sent to the principal's office and forced to spend hours in the principal's office. And the social media says that those students plan to keep doing this on a regular basis despite the school's new rule, even though they instituted the dress code. I don't know exactly what the dress code says, but by simply having a shirt on that says Save Girls Sports, the administrators, the adults, are saying this is the same as a swastika. So don't know what the ramifications long-term for these young students are, but who knows if anybody, the adults in the room, will get the message. They'll get the message. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. So regarding the article talking about how Trump's deportation of illegals could cost the state money, I find that somewhat laughable, because, let's face it, illegal immigration, with what we've had going on in the last 4 years, it's just not a matter of, it cracks me up. We're worried about picking our vegetables and gardeners, and that's not who's going to be deported immediately. Eventually they might be, but those people that are here illegally and keep their nose clean, it's going to be hard to find them and deport them. Eventually that might happen. But to start with, they've made it very clear, we've got literally tens of thousands of criminals that have come in that need to go. We have people are literally being killed because of illegals, and that has to stop. And if my vegetable price goes up, I'm okay with that. The other part of that equation is, yes, it's hard to get labor to pick the vegetables and whatnot, but that industry is becoming more and more automated with weeding machines that are autonomous. Harvesting is a different issue. There are some crops that are very difficult for the AI machines to harvest, and therefore you need labor. But you know what? Maybe some of those crops need to go by the wayside, or eventually the innovation will come to where we can pick those. But to use the idea, or use the story that we can't get our vegetables picked, our lawns mowed, or maid service because of deportation, that's outrageous. I'm sorry, that's just outrageous, and it's a non-starter for me. It kind of makes me mad. You can't have an open border. You can't have illegals coming across. We don't have a country.
Well,
and an article like that is just, in one sense, laughable to me.
Well, it was X amount of years ago. I think it was the Cato Institute, and they did a, you know, some kind of study and in-depth look at the cost of illegal immigration. And people say, well, your vegetables, like, you know, you mentioned, are going to go up. What the article, how they broke it down is what the illegal immigration, crime, subsidies, the handouts and so forth that the United States or, you know, particularly California gives to these people. I mean, look at the medical here in the state of California. They're getting free medical. So the overall cost, we would save money.
Well, absolutely.
We would save money, and because the argument was, well, you know, if you think your vegetables are expensive now, it's going to go up. No. The overall cost of these, the ones that are doing bad things, it exceeds the amount of money in, regarding the savings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's logic would tell you that, actually, because we know that there's all kinds of freebies given away all the time. And when you have an open border, you have more and more people that are accessing all those freebies. It costs us a lot. And for them to, Kevin, it makes me so mad. They say things that are so stupid, and they should be called out. Let's do a real risk-benefit, so to speak, analysis, a cost-benefit analysis of the overall picture instead of picking one thing out. And that's the propaganda of the news media and the politicians in Sacramento trying to scare people. They're defying the president. They're defying the law. You realize what they're doing? They're arguing for lawbreaking, right?
Well,
what? Our vegetable price might go up. No, we've got to have laws. We have chaos going on in the cities, and it's coming our way in the rural areas as well. It's already here, actually.
Well, it is. All you have to do is listening to the read or listen to the news on a weekly basis, and you hear the names being mentioned in a lot of these crimes.
And then you have the story about the girls in the t-shirt. It's like, what? You have a school administrator they're talking about what? Wearing a t-shirt that said Save Girl Sports? Is that somehow bad? Somehow what? It's equal to a swastika? I mean, that's absurd. These people are crazy. It's the same mindset, quite frankly, for both subjects. They just, is it just power? Are they blind? Do they take us, the rest of us, for fools?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep. Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was so we need to keep allowing things to be illegal so we can get money. So, you know, it used to be, and whatever people's opinions are on marijuana, I'm just making an example of, well, since it's illegal, but we need more money, let's make it legal. The other drugs, you know, like they did in Oregon, that they made it legal, well, because we're going to make money. The other thing regarding this with the state and the illegals was pointed out, and again, this is a joke. Well, think about the people who are working for the government helping these people. They're going to lose their jobs. Okay, so American taxpayers are paying for, supposedly, an American citizen to work to make sure that people that are illegal get the full benefits that they're entitled to in the state of California. That is ludicrous.
It's totally ludicrous. And what does it make the people that made those rules feel better? Is that what this is?
It's another cottage industry.
Well, it is. It absolutely is. I mean, you can point to the homeless as well, and you have another cottage industry there with a bunch of government employees making good money, supposedly to what? What are they doing with the homeless? They're promoting it. They're making more of it. It's like, well, that doesn't help anybody except for the people making money off the taxpayer, mm-hmm. I guess. Now, frustrating.
Yep, that it is. Huh. All right, got to go.
All right, Kip, good day.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Are you aware that there are two transsexual males participating in Pastor Robles women's sports?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't either until I found out at the tea party.
I'm assuming when he said two women, he was referring to the high school, I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. So somebody sent me this email. I thought it was illegal to hire illegal immigrants, so I looked it up. And unfortunately, it is, let's see here, it's kind of hard. It is illegal. I can't because it's in such big print. It covers the entire screen. Anyway, there's supposed to be a penalty. But again, I was told that long as they show proof, it's not, I don't know how much due diligence the person that hires them has to, other than just looking at a, you know, whatever piece of paper they give them. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you were talking, they were talking about why they want illegals to be in California or in the United States. And one of the number one reasons is that it increases their power, because if California, the census has illegals included in the census, that's just more people. So that gives them more representatives in Congress compared to everyone else. So it's about power. So
yeah, well, no, that's a bit,
that's the number one reason that they want it. It's power. They don't give a shit about any of the policies or the inflation, obviously. That's been seen over the last 4 years.
Well, yeah, but you're right. But I mean, it goes back more than 4 years. This has been boiling for a long time, and I think they've allowed it to boil because when it boils over, it's hard to contain and go back. Okay, we're up against the clock. I gotta go. All right, let's see here. Local news headlines, Fox News update. Look at the world of sports, and I have a sports money trivia coming up.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors will consider setting a hearing date for a solid waste increase for unincorporated areas of the county. The board will consider a 3.2% increase, as well as a hearing date for February 4th, 2025. If a majority of customers in unincorporated areas write protests by the hearing date, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Pasturable City Council will be holding a special meeting this afternoon at 4. The purpose of this meeting is to declare and certify the election results for Measure I-24. If the council does not certify I-24 results no later than December 12th, the tax will start on July 1st rather than April 1st, 2025. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional, FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Reaction from the Biden administration to the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Fox's John Scott says President Biden welcomes the ouster.
He described it as a, quote, historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future. But he also cautioned it's a moment of risk and uncertainty in the region.
CENTCOM, Central Command, firing airstrikes on ISIS targets in central Syria as a warning against resurgence. Assad and his family have been granted asylum in Russia. The family of Austin Tice, an American journalist who disappeared in Syria over a decade ago, is hopeful that he's alive and will be released after Assad's fall. RNC co-chair Laura Trump announcing on X she's stepping down as co-chair of the RNC. She's expressed interest in the Florida Senate seat being vacated by Senator Marco Rubio. He's been tapped as the president-elect Secretary of State. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball's winter meetings officially begin today in Dallas, but last night, multiple outlets reported that outfielder Juan Soto has agreed to a free agent deal with the New York Mets, reportedly 15 years, $765 million, the largest contract in pro sports history. Sources add there's a $75 million signing bonus, what with Christmas right around the corner, and that the deal includes an opt-out after the fifth year, along with no deferred money and escalator clauses that could push the value over $800 million. The signing could also spark a whirlwind of other big-name free agent deals this week, now that the biggest domino has fallen. Also last night, the Classic Era Committee voted Dick Allen and Dave Parker into baseball's Hall of Fame. Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs chipped the Chargers 19-17. Matthew Wright's fourth field goal of the night doinked off the left upright and through as time ran out. Kansas City is now 12-1, clinching its ninth consecutive AFC West title. Eagles got by the Panthers for their ninth straight win. Saquon Barkley broke LeSean McCoy's franchise rushing record with four games to play.
I think it's pretty cool. The most important thing was getting a win, but, you know, being a fan of Shady's growing up and seeing the spectacular things he was able to do with the ball in his hand and, you know, to be able to have my name match with him definitely means a lot.
Rams held off the Bills despite Josh Allen throwing for three touchdowns and running for three more. First player ever to do that. Sam Darnold had a career best five TD passes as the Vikings flattened the Falcons. Wins for the Dolphins, Steelers, 49ers, Buccaneers, Seahawks, Saints, and Jaguars. The final college football playoff poll came out Sunday. Undefeated Oregon remains number one after winning the Big Ten title game. They'll get a first round bye along with SEC champion Georgia, Boise State from the Mountain West, and Big 12 champ Arizona State. NBA, the Heat upended the front-running Cavaliers 122-113. College basketball, top-ranked Kansas lost its second straight game to an unranked opponent, falling at Missouri 76-67. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Clouds early, then sunshine, mid-60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 30s. Upper 60s, sunny on Tuesday. Sunshine, upper 60s Wednesday, low 60s with some clouds Thursday and Friday, maybe some AM rain Saturday, only about a 30% chance. Low 60s and some clouds of sunshine, low 60s next Sunday or this coming Sunday, and the same for a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7.02 a.m., 4.51 p.m., it's 34. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. It's your one-stop shop. They've got it all for you under one roof. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. All right, looking to my left, there's nothing up there, but Mr. Garcia, you had Friday off for having to use brain wavelengths to come up with an answer, but here it is, and again, we're on body parts.
I'm ready.
Are you?
Sure.
Well, it just so happens that since you said I'm ready, here it is. The person is prepared and ready to listen to what you have to say.
Prepared and listen. Wait, prepared and ready to listen to what you have to say.
Yes.
All ears?
Yep, I'm all ears.
All right.
I'm all ears. He's off to a flashy start this week, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness.
See if we can keep it up.
Right out. Didn't even got it done before the music ended, too. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. This has to do with finances, revenues, and the whole thing here, but I'll just simplify it. In the year 2024, what college sports program has the most total revenue? Which college sports program has the most money total revenue? 238-5775. Now, this takes in the athletic program in general, okay? Not just, you know, one team like the rifle team or anything like that. So what college do you think takes in the most money athletically or did this year? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a hint. It is not East Tennessee State University. Probably lose money.
I don't know a single college sports program, so I got nothing.
Okay. Well, it's not Santa Barbara then. All right.
Good to know.
Your alma mater. Okay, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Duke.
No, not Duke. Not Duke. Not the Dukesters. Let's see here. Yep. You would probably, you know, I mean, the top 10, I'm going to guess if people just wrote randomly, not necessarily in order, they would probably get it, quite a few of them. But which sports team or athletic program 2024 the most revenue? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And let me see here if I can give you a hint. What hint can I? Okay, this. I don't think anybody will get this, but he was one of my favorite players when I was a youngin. You know, it would depend on the year and the team, but a certain team played, I had whatever the team was, I would have a favorite player. And on this particular team, one of the guys that I really liked, Brian Bashnagel. Now, has anybody out there heard of Brian Bashnagel?
Well, I, for one, haven't.
No, probably most people haven't. But he was, again, I loved watching him play. Plus, I thought he had a cool last name, Bashnagel. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ohio State.
The Ohio State University, you're absolutely right. They brought in the most just rounded out, $252 million in there. Are you a college football or a college fan?
Well, I watch a lot of it, but I really don't have a favorite team.
Okay. All righty. Well, you got the answer.
I did like the Oregon game, though, the other day.
Pretty good game. Pretty good game. All right, ma'am, may I have your name, please?
Anna Homan.
All right, thank you very much. You're down as a qualifier. The Ohio State University comes in at number one. Coming in number two, well, the Longhorns of Texas.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Cal Fire announced they'll be conducting a series of prescribed burns this week in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies. Burns are scheduled for Tuesday, December 10th through Wednesday, the 11th. Burns will take place south of Highway 1 between Kennett Road and Gillardy Road. Winter Wonderland will be coming to Atascadero this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. This event will feature 70 tons of snow in the Sunken Gardens area, bungee jumps, obstacle courses, community singing, caroling, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Texas number two, Bama, Michigan, Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, Florida, Penn State, and Sooners of Oklahoma. Brian Bashnagel was a wingback back in the day for the Ohio State Buckeyes when Archie Griffin and those folks played. By the way, just for the heck of it, Kentucky's in at number 16, Tennessee 18, and Louisville number 23. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It-